Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever time of day it is that you're listening to today's episode. Welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm Natalie, the host of the podcast. And believe it or not, it is actually a sunny day here in New Jersey. It is 66 degrees. It's a beautiful Monday morning. The sun is shining, and that to me screams it's gonna be a good fucking day. And hopefully, an even better fucking week, okay? So, now that we have that out of the way, we're in high spirits this morning. I hope everyone had an amazing weekend. It is officially October. Today is October 2nd. When you're listening to this, it will probably be October 3rd or later. And he asked me what day it was. It's October 3rd. So, all great things are coming in this month. For me personally, my second nephew is going to be born this month, which is so exciting. I am just so happy to have another addition to the Palak family. I love my family so much, and I can't wait to give my sweet nephew a hug. I already love him so much. Just sending my brother and my sister-in-law all of the best vibes. Oh, and there's the train. We love that. It's screeching and shouting this morning, but we're gonna take a little pause so I can gather my thoughts and not get annoyed at this train. Now that we're in the clear of the trains, I wanted to share with you guys something very tragic that happened over the weekend. It's actually not tragic, but it just goes to show the luck that I've been having the last few weekends. So, for whatever reason, I did not know, or I guess it just didn't register to me, that HomeGoods is closed on Sundays. And now Anthony and I realized that, I want to say like 3 weekends ago. So, we have been obsessed with going to HomeGoods. Honestly, my first time going and his first time going was maybe 2-ish months ago. So we've just been obsessed and in our HomeGoods era. And we've been going every weekend. So we thought it would be a fun little tradition to go every Sunday. So we'd been going on Saturdays. And one thing about us, we really like our Saturdays just be our lazy day. And Sunday is the day that we do stuff, which is really funny because growing up, it was always the complete opposite for me. We would always be doing things on Saturdays, and then Sundays would be like our relaxed day. But I guess we are being forced into having Sundays as our relaxed day because we realized that HomeGoods is closed on Sundays. So this weekend, we're going to have our Saturday as our relaxed day, and Sunday, we're going to go to Lowe's, Bath and Body Works, and just see what else we could hit while we were in the town. So we get ready to go, and I'm so excited, ready to go to Bath and Body Works. I haven't been there in months. I love Bath and Body Works. I just wanted to see all the new scents for fall, just get a head start on Christmas gifts because, guys, I am not going to repeat the same mistakes I did last year of getting my Christmas gifts literally December 1st or starting getting my gifts then because everything sold out. Everything's going to take so long to ship, and it's just mass chaos. So, I'm starting my Christmas shopping. I actually started it like last week, so the last week of September. Your girl is getting on early. She's gonna get all the things that I want for my friends, my family. I'm gonna secure the bag, okay? But anyway, so we're getting ready to go, and we even looked up to confirm that Bath and Body Works was open on Sundays the day before. So Saturday on our walk, we were just confirming we were all good to go. For whatever reason, the Bath and Body Works, the two Bath and Body Works closest to us, were closed. Don't tell me, don't, not don't tell me, don't ask me why, but they were closed. I've never had this issue ever. Then we're like, okay, well, we'll just go to. I also really love Five Below. So we're like, okay, we'll just go to Five Below. It's fine. I was still upset though. We go to Lowe's. Lowe's is closed. I don't know if this is a thing everywhere, but for whatever reason, I don't know if it's the city, if it's just New Jersey, but everything is closed on Sundays. Everything. I'm like, Arizona was never like this. I don't know what is going on. But then I kind of thought it was kind of sweet that they don't have to work on Sundays because, get to have a family day, just relax, take a break from the craziness. Just like how if you work a 9-to-5, you are most likely having Saturdays and Sundays off. But I just thought to myself, like, I really would have bet my life on it that only Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays because that's all I ever knew. So, anyways, Today's topic is all about these silent watchers or the ghost watchers or the ghost followers that are in your life. Today's episode is inspired by a TikTok video that I saw. I'm like 99% sure the girl's TikTok handle is It's Tay Stew. So I believe her name is Taylor Stewart. And when I saw this video, it just spoke to me and it was everything about how I feel sometimes when I'm posting on social media. So I'm just going to tell you the gist of what her video was and then we're going to dive in. So basically her video was describing the feeling of Instagram and that Instagram just has uncomfy vibes and that she doesn't really want to share anything exciting or creative that's going on in her life, primarily because it feels like Instagram are filled with what she called ghost watchers. So what she described as ghost watchers are people that watch your every move, but they don't support you. So they'll watch all of your posts, they'll be in your Instagram story views, but they won't give you a like, they won't message you, they won't comment, they're just watching. And I personally relate to that, and it's not because we want the like, we want the comment, we want people in our DMs complimenting us, hyping us up, but it's like, why are you going out of your way to follow people if you don't want to uplift them? Or what's even the point of having them on your social media if you're just going to watch what they're doing and not support them? And I know not everyone has the same prerogative when it comes to social media, but if you don't want to be adding to someone's life, why are you still watching their every single move? It's giving fan behavior. And again, like I said, I know not everyone has the same prerogative when it comes to social media. Like, for example, my boyfriend, he has social media. He will be on Instagram, but he's not necessarily liking and commenting on all of his friends' posts. And then again, that also is just the difference between guys and girls. But for the people that it's like they're one of the first people to be in your Instagram stories, or you just know that they're watching what you're doing, but they're not commenting on it, they're not giving it a like, they're not just hyping you up in a way that you probably would be to the people that you are following. And the icky vibe that gives, it's how she described as, are they watching you because they like you? Are they watching you because they don't like you? It just feels a bit judgy and filtered in corporate is what she described as. And I 100% agree with that. It's almost like it feels as if no one on the platform supports you. They just want to know you, but not support you. And then she went on to talk about how you could have people from high school that follow you or that even just don't follow you but still watch your stuff. Those high school people, whether if it is the jocks, the quote-unquote cool people, the nerds, the just different types of groups of people that could hold on to this type of version of you, and they will honestly never let it go because they don't know you in real life now. But because they knew that chapter in your life, when they're now following you and you're posting all these creative and exciting things, they still have this narrative in their head of, oh, she's this girl, or oh, she's that girl, or as Taylor used in her video as a description as, oh, she's the girl that used to eat alone, and now she's off trying to start her own business, or she's posting the things that she's painting, or poetry that she's writing, or she's out doing photo shoots, like, who does this girl think that she is? She described social media, Instagram in particular, as if it's like walking into a high school cafeteria and everyone is staring at you. No one is engaging with you. No one's talking to you, but they want to know everything. And it's like they're almost preying on your downfall in a way, but they just want to know, but they're not going to do anything to make you feel welcomed or invited. And not that it's anyone's responsibility to, but for me personally, almost every single person that I follow, I can guarantee you that I'm in their comments, I'm in their likes, I'm in their DMs, and for the percentage of people that I'm not, it's probably like celebrities or just people that never surface on my feed because the Instagram algorithm is just like kind of shitty. Also, just a side note, if you hear my voice like change throughout this episode, I have been having the worst allergies. I'm pretty sure it's just because of the change of season, but I definitely feel like I am sneezing a lot and blowing my nose, so if you do hear like a change in my voice, it's probably because I just had a sneeze attack, so just try to disregard that as much as you can. One way that I think that you can make social media feel like a more comfortable space, because let's be real here, if you have a public account, you're always going to have so many types of people that are in your comments, in your likes, whether if you like it or not. You could have trolls, you could have the random hype girls, and that's always awesome when you come across those. I love those girlies with my whole heart and soul. But one thing that I have done, and it has happened at different parts of my life, I did it after graduating high school. I'm pretty sure I did it right when I got accepted into Stetson University. So maybe I did like two of these after graduating. And then I believe I did it again midway through college and then after I graduated college. So that's what you call your social media cleanse or your purge. So you basically go through everyone that you're following or even that's following you. And you just remove the people that no longer serve your life anymore. And oh my gosh, there is a freaking bug! You're my coffee. No, sir. Anyway, sorry about that. That's what we call a social media cleanse or purge, where you're just getting rid of the people that you feel like are just basically dead space, taking up a follower count, taking up your following count. And I'm not saying that in terms of like, oh, you need your ratios. I'm saying in terms of like, you just don't want to see this on your feed anymore, or you just don't want to give this person access to seeing all of your stuff. Now, if you're a public account, they can obviously still look at your stuff, but then they'll just have to go that one extra step to look you up. So if you want to create the perfect, comfy, quote unquote, perfect and comfy vibe when logging onto social media, I definitely recommend going through the people that you follow and that follow you and kind of just auditing your following and your followers list just so you know who most likely does have eyes on you. And of course, there's always fake accounts and random ghost followers, and just anyone can make a fake account and just name it anything and follow you. But for the most part, if you know, like, oh, this girl and I did not get along in high school, and she just her presence on your social media makes you feel a little awkward, go ahead and remove her. No harm, no foul. A golden rule is if you aren't going to invite them to your wedding, just go ahead and remove them. Obviously, you don't have to do this, but if you're feeling compelled to remove people that just no longer serve your life, I'm saying that in terms of as if you had no budget, as if there was no financial restriction holding you back on inviting people to your wedding. If you had an abundance of money for your wedding, do you guys hear this horn? I've had to pause and cut like five freaking times because of this annoying ass truck driver outside. Like, sir, some of us are podcasting here. But anyways, if you had all the money in the world to invite anyone into your wedding, and if you wouldn't invite them, even with all the money in the world, you don't have to be following them. They don't have to be following you. Just do whatever makes you feel comfortable and just imagine you were in a room with all of these people. Would you really want to be in a room with them? If not, go ahead and remove them if they make you feel a type of way. It is your social media. And don't even get me started on people saying, oh, well, if I'm friends with them in real life, I have to be friends with them on social media. No, you don't. Between you and me, and I know anyone could be listening to this, but between you and me, I have so many people in my family that I don't even follow, that are blocked. No harm, no foul, because sometimes people having access to your social media makes them think that they have some leverage over you or that they can use whatever you post against you. And I just don't have the time for that. Some people are just better off not knowing the things that you post on social media, because some people will just take it and run with it. So let this be your permission that if you need to block someone in your life, whether if it's your mom, whether if it's your cousin, whether if it's your grandma, whether if it's your ex-best friend, go ahead and do it, because no one has the right or just the authority to need to be on your social media. That is completely up to you. It is social media at the end of the day. It is not that deep, so let this be your permission to block whoever you want. Create the perfect space for you, because at the end of the day, social media is not for your friends. Unless you are just having it to connect with people, to have it as like your personal diary. But for the people that are wanting to use their social media to reach out to other people, to network with people, to just have a professional space, if you're wanting to thrive in social media and you want it to be more as like a business front, it's not for your friends, it's not for your family. This is your venture. So do whatever makes you feel like you are in the best position to shine. Just do it, and everything's going to be okay. And now, not to contradict everything that I just said, but at the end of the day, ghost watchers or ghost followers or the silent followers is not always a bad thing. There are definitely parts of it that can make you feel a little bit icky, depending on who these people are. But there are plenty of people on social media, like I said, not everyone's prerogative is the same, where they simply just go on to people's pages, they just scroll through Instagram, through TikTok, through Facebook, through whatever poison they pick for that day, and they just scroll for entertainment, and they aren't people that give likes, they aren't people that comment, they aren't people that are going to be in your DMs, but it doesn't mean that they're preying on your downfall, it just means that they are going onto social media as a form of entertainment or to relax from the day, to de-stress from the day. And like I said, it really is not that deep when it comes to social media. It is supposed to be an outlet, a place to entertain and to be entertained. So once you remove the pressure of, oh my gosh, how many likes am I getting on a post? How many comments am I getting on a post? How many followers do I have? What are my stats today on social media? Once you remove the pressure of that, I really do believe the pressure of the ghost watchers and the ghost followers will subside just a little bit. Now, like I said, it also depends on who these people are. Like, if you know that you have a shit ton of people from high school that are on your social media that watch your Instagram stories but don't comment on stuff, like, okay, that's kind of a little weird because they really do know you in person. But for the people that you don't know and they just follow you, I would definitely remove the pressure off of those people and just people that you have not met in real life, because number one, no one owes you anything. So even the people that you know and see every single day, no one owes you anything. Not your coworker, not your family, not your friends, not anyone in this world owes you a damn thing. So once you remove that pressure of your likes equating to your success or using it as a form of validation, there are so many different social media platforms, and every single person's attention span is so small that nowadays, please do not let that be your measure of success and how you validate yourself and your worth. Just know that as long as you continue to show up for yourself, and this is for the people that are using social media as a form of growing their business or just spreading their name on a platform or just trying to grow and cultivate a following, please just realize that there are so many other types of social medias that people could be on. They could open up Instagram and then immediately swipe out and go to TikTok. Just because you didn't get their like in that single day does not mean that they don't like you and that you are not valuable and that your platform is not going to be successful. I have been told by so many people in my life, whether if it's friends, family members, random people, coworkers, teachers, anyone, basically making fun of how I want to be successful in social media, and that success truly cannot be defined by followers, by likes, by comments. If we're being honest with each other, I turn off the feature that lets other people see how many likes I have on a photo because it, in my world, it became so toxic of comparing the amount of likes that I had. And at the end of the day, I just had to change my mindset and realize that as long as I'm showing up every single day, that community will get built, the following will come. And it is not all about the following, because you could have a million followers and not one person truly genuinely likes you. You could get a million followers from one viral video and never post again for 3 years and still stay at about a million followers, maybe go down to 800,000 followers. The thing that is really going to push you over the edge is your consistency and showing up every single day, and that is going to be your story. I know I just went on a little tangent there, but that's something that I have been going through in my personal life, and it's definitely gotten a lot better, and I've just come to the realization that my story is not going to be that I get one viral video and I'm going to blow up overnight. That's not going to be me. Mine is going to be a gradual growth over the years and just growing a loyal following and a loyal fan base, if you want to call it, but I'm going to get those people that are going to be loyal to me, and they will have watched me grow over the years, and I think that that is a lot more rewarding than just having one viral video and your name blowing up overnight, which, yes, that is so awesome, and it's definitely hard to not look at those people and be like, wow, you're so awesome, or why you and not me, but once you adopt that mindset of being jealous of other people, it is going to be so hard for you to soar in your own lane. As long as you stay in your own lane and just don't worry about the other people or the naysayers or just the noise, and you just let it become background noise and stay in your lane, have that tunnel vision, stay focused, I promise you that success will come your way. And whether if it feels like it or not, whether if you are having doubts, whether if it takes 5 years, 10 years, whether if it takes 2 days, just know that your hard work is going to pay off. But if you're not putting in the work, if you're not putting in the consistency, if you keep focusing on other people and comparing yourself, like I mentioned in many episodes ago, comparison is the thief of joy. If you allow yourself to slip into that and fall into that mindset, it is going to be so much harder for you to celebrate the little wins. And it's really the little wins in the journey that you need to be appreciating rather than the end goal, because as we've all learned or come to the conclusion of, or are slowly coming to the conclusion of, money does not buy happiness. And for most people, once they hit their goal that they've been striving for years, that's when a lot of people have their midlife crisis, because they're like, oh wow, I was going after this goal for so long and now I hit it, and it's like, now what? You really have to appreciate the journey and really fall in love with and appreciate the grind in order to have all that pay off. And once you hit that goal that you were striving for, and once you finally hit that level of validation or success that you had set for yourself, if you didn't stop and smell the roses and just smile and appreciate the journey and all the hard work and all the lows of the journey, all the highs and all the lows in between, it's going to be really hard for you to maintain that feeling of the ecstasy or the euphoria of once you hit that goal. So I know I went on a little tangent and a little side rant there, but basically what I'm trying to say to you guys is that these ghost watchers, the ghost followers, the silent followers, please do not get caught up in what other people are saying or thinking or even doing. As long as you stay focused and really hone in on how you're showing up, what you're doing day in and day out, giving yourself grace, allowing yourself to have a day off, allowing yourself to feel your feelings, and if you're feeling bad one day, okay, fine, feel bad, but don't dwell on it for so many days that you're then comparing yourself to other people. Because if you compare your chapter 1 to someone's chapter 20, yeah, you're gonna make yourself feel like shit. If you compare your chapter 1 to someone's chapter 20, it's going to feel impossible, and you're not going to feel good about yourself, and you're going to think, I should just give up now. Even if you compare your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 1, and it panned out so much differently for them, and everything just seemed to work out, that too is going to make yourself feel like shit. Your story is not their story. Your lane is not their lane. Please just focus on yourself. Have confidence in yourself. Allow yourself to feel. Allow yourself to grow. And I promise you that as long as you fall in love with the journey and just stay focused on what makes you you, everything is going to work out. I know that that is so much easier said than done, because it's something that I truly struggle with on a daily basis, but I just want to let you know that once you make that shift in your mindset, the pieces will start to fall into place. Obviously not immediately, but slowly but surely you will see that everything is going to work out for you. I believe that that was everything that I wanted to say touching on that topic. Thank you guys so much for being here. And I do have a question. So if you want to go ahead and answer it in the question after the episode, what do you call it when you're younger, or maybe you still do it to this day, when you essentially ding-dong ditch your neighbor and you put a little piece of paper on their door and you give them a little treat around Halloween time? Do you call that being booed, or do you call that being ghosted? This is a debate that Anthony and I have been having, and I grew up calling it booed and he grew up calling it ghosted. obviously he grew up in New Jersey and I grew up in Arizona. I don't know if this is just a different coast thing, but help us settle the debate. So go ahead and answer in the little poll that I post after the episode. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Don't forget to leave a rating and review and go ahead and subscribe to the podcast if you are enjoying the episodes. If you want to connect on Instagram, my personal is Natalie X Palick and the podcast Instagram is It's Naptime Podcast. My personal TikTok is Natalie P012. You can find me there. I have still been doing the 75 hard. Today is day 20 or 21. I'm pretty sure it's day 21. So that's super exciting. I am just so excited to see the person that I become on the outside of this. I actually started a new book because I finished The Subtle Art of Giving a Fuck 2 days ago. So yesterday I started the new book. It's called Unfuck Your Brain. So far I love it. There are actually some activities to do in the book, like while you're reading it. So I think that's super awesome. I can't wait to share some little tidbits from that book with you guys. As always, you can let me know any Q&As, story time, suggestions, just anything in the Google form, which is going to be in the episode description details. Thank you guys so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing week, whatever time of day it is for you. If you're on your hot girl walk, if you're driving to work, if you're in the shower, whatever you're doing, I hope you have an amazing day. Know that you are loved, you are enough, you are amazing. Just keep focusing on yourself. And yeah, I love you. I hope you have a great fucking week, and I will talk to you later. Bye.